One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Maybe probably like the third time I've attempted to call you guys and tell you guys the story. I've been an on and off listener for the past 2 years, and simply just because whenever I get really into the show, really weird things start happening to me. I become very sensitive about my surroundings, so I kind of have to take a break from time to time. So the story I'm going to be telling you guys is regarding sleep paralysis, and I've had numerous amounts of sleep paralysis in my lifetime. I'm barely 26, but I've experienced at least maybe five to six. So, but this sleep paralysis is a little bit different. It had a bit of a twist. So during the time I experienced this sleep paralysis episode, it was during the time I was listening to your guys' podcast quite a bit, and it got to the point where I started getting really freaked out to be around my house. I felt very uneasy. I felt like I was always being watched, especially at night. There would be times where it would be so bad that I would have my mom come and sleep with me. And at that time, I think I was 25. So I would just go knock on my parents' door, and she would just tell me that she'd be over and just feel like I didn't have to tell her anything. She knew it was me, and she knew I was being a wuss. So, yeah, like, and mind you, I come from a family that is very religious. They practice their faith every day. You know, they have a good prayer life. They go to mass every Sunday. My mom goes to mass sometimes like 2 to 3 times a week. So there's always prayer in that household. Anyways, now back to my story. So this particular night, I had my mom sleep with me again because I felt uneasy. I felt like something was in my room, something was watching me, and I just couldn't do it. So we're laying there, and she falls asleep very fast, and I'm like struggling to fall asleep, and I finally fall asleep. And as soon as I fell asleep, I went through my sleep paralysis. I couldn't, usually my sleep paralysis consists of me trying to fight out of them. Am I in no way in any sense calm? I'm always like struggling, trying to move, trying to talk. So when I finally do get to speak, it comes out really, really scary. Like I'm yelling and gasping for air, and it's just weird. Anyway, so I'm going through my sleep paralysis, but the twist comes into play when I see myself leave my body. So I had an out of body experience, and I'm watching myself go through my sleep paralysis, like me struggling to get out of it, and sleep next to me. And I remember when, you know, the sleep the person that's out of the body, like, that person's watching and looking all around my room to see if I can see anything, like, if indeed, like, there is something in my room. And I remember just being able to watch outside my hall. I couldn't really see anything around my room. Like, that's the only thing. Because it got to the point where I even left the light on the hall on, because I was just so terrified. But yeah, I finally get out of my sleep paralysis, and it was just the weirdest thing. Like, as soon as I get out of it, like, I'm back in my body. So I don't know if it was a dream. I don't know if it was real, if it was all in my head. I don't know. But all I know is that I've never really tapped my mind into sleep paralysis in the past. It's not something that I'm intrigued by. It's not something that I looked into at all. So I have no idea. And also, another thing I kind of want to add is the whole term sleep paralysis. Like, some people might see it as sleep paralysis, and some people might view it as something else. Like, I actually went to the church, and I went to talk to some church officials about it, and they told me it was, I forgot the terminology, either demonic obsession or demonic oppression. I forgot, it was one of those. But yeah, it's, you know, you can believe whatever you want to believe, but that experience will be in my mind for the rest of my life. Like, I can't forget it. Yeah. Anyways, I love the show. I mean, I love the show. And like I said, I can't make the full commitment of listening. Weird stuff starts happening to me. And yeah. All right. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
If you want more Real Ghost Stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.